Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Corporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Always pleased to have somebody brand spanking new sitting across the Straight Talk table. And this gentleman's name is Dr. Rashad Fitzpatrick. He happens to be the superintendent of the Lancaster School District, and he's got his hands full because he's got a big referendum coming up here that's very important to the county and its educational program, and we're going to talk with him about that today on our Straight Talk program. So, Dr. Fitzpatrick, welcome to Straight Talk.
Thank you. Excited about being here.
Well, good. Now, tell everybody about you, because it's the first time we've met.
Okay, sounds good. Well, as you said, currently I am the superintendent of Lancaster County School District. I've been there since January the 1st, just loving every minute of it, enjoying the job. I think this is the best job, best district in the world. Started on the path to in education years and years ago, actually when I was in high school. I was in the first teacher cadet course at Spartanburg High School, and so that kind of gave me the opportunity to see the education field before I decided a major in college. And so just fast forward a few years, went to college, education major, coached in college for a couple of years. Then I taught and coached at Chesney High School in Spartanburg District 2 and was a defensive coordinator. And we ended up getting beat 68-0 in the playoffs. And so I figured, well, I need to hang up my coaching whistle. But I had a chance to go to a middle school, Whitlock Junior High School, and become assistant principal. And then a chance to go back to my alma mater, Spartanburg High School, as assistant principal. And went to Carver Middle School as principal and Gaffney High School as principal. Then Greenville County as assistant superintendent. Now I'm superintendent here in Lancaster County. So that's a little bit about my career. I'm married to my beautiful wife, Crystal. I have four children. And, you know, just love spending time with my family and love doing things to help young people be successful.
Good for you. That's quite a career. You've been around. Good for you. And he's still alive and kicking. Good for you. All right. So for those of us here in York County who really don't know the scope of how big the Lancaster County school system is, how many students do you have in the whole system?
All right. We have right at 16,000 students.
All right.
We have 26 schools and centers. We have about over 2,000 teachers and employees. And we stretch from right below Charlotte all the way down to Kershaw County.
That's a big footprint.
It is. It is.
Woo! So this bond referendum, this was in play before you got here. Is that right?
Yes, the bond was in play before I arrived. And just a little bit about that. A couple of years ago, I think, 2022, the district board of trustees decided to look at ways to accommodate for the growth in the community, and also ways to ensure that students were in the best facilities to learn. And so started a committee in every part of the community. It's four distinct communities: Indianland, Buford, Kershaw, and Lancaster, in the city. And so in each of those areas, they had a representative on a citizens committee and community committee that met and brought information from their particular community about what was needed for the schools in their community. And from that, a list was created. And then everyone had the opportunity to do a survey for a couple of weeks in August 2023, where they could give their thoughts about, you know, what was needed in the community. And so all that data was compiled, given to the board, and the board worked with a company, LS3P, in order to create a needs assessment, from that needs assessment to create the bond and everything that will be addressed in the bond. Now, the bond started off around $800 million, and the board was able to look at everything that was needed, bring that number down to $588 million in order to make sure that we had an amount that would address all the needs in the district, but not be too costly for taxpayers.
So is it fair to say that you got 20 to 26 schools?
Yes.
That every one of those schools is going to get something?
Yes, sir. Every one of the schools in every area will be impacted by the bond. And we want to make sure, again, that we put students in facilities that are going to be conducive to their academic success.
So that's, it would range from the, I mean, I have no idea what the list is, but the smallest thing might be an improved security system?
Yeah, smallest things. We're going to improve security, safety and security throughout the district. We're moving from a metal detection system to a weapons detection system, which, you know, can detect any type of weapon trying to come into a school. You know, safety is paramount, so we need to make sure that. And we're upgrading our camera systems also district-wide. So it ranges from safety all the way to trying to accommodate the growth of building a new high school in the Indianland area and building a new elementary school in the Indianland area. And then also we're building a new elementary school in the Lancaster area that will replace two older schools and older facilities that need to be updated and accommodate for growth. And also in the Kershaw area, replacing two older schools with a new school that those schools need to have a new facility also.
So it looks like you got about five buildings you're going to be doing?
Yes, we're going to be four new school buildings district-wide, and then we're going to do some repurposing of the current schools that are being replaced, and we're going to do upgrades at every school in the county.
Whew. Wow. Now, how much of this is in the what we call the Indian Land area? Because where that's the highest growth area.
Well, in the Indian Land area, of course, that is the fastest growing area in the county, and this the growth from Charlotte and people moving down is a big reason for that. But in Indian Land currently, there is one high school. There are three elementary schools, intermediate school, a middle school. And so even with that, the growth, we're at capacity at all those buildings. And so what we have to do is to plan for growth. And with the projections, right now it's around 1,900 students at Indianland High School. In 5 years, those projections, 1,800 more students will be there. And so, you know, we need to build a new high school to accommodate for that growth. And with the elementary schools, they're all at capacity currently. And with the numbers coming in, we're going to build a 1,200 student elementary school in the northern part of the county. Right now, in the schools in the Indianland area, we have mobile units at most of the schools. Indianland High School doesn't have any mobile units currently, but we have mobile units at all of our schools because of the space issue. And, of course, mobile units aren't as safe as being in brick and mortar. And so we want to make sure that our students have a safe learning environment, have a learning environment that you know, gives them the best opportunity to be successful academically also.
So this has been kicking around here for a couple of years, what we're basically saying. Is there anybody who doesn't know that this is going to be on the ballot this fall?
Well, I hope not. You know, I think in Lancaster County, there's a community that is very involved throughout the county, all parts, that understand needs in their particular community, that have, different thoughts and ideas about what we need to do to accommodate for growth and to work on schools throughout the county. And so I don't think there's many people in the county that aren't aware of the bond.
Now, the business community is usually very supportive of things that have to do with education because they're always looking for a better workforce. Mm-hmm. Do you see them supporting this thing?
I do. And one of the major initiatives in the bond is to expand our career center. And our career center is actually aligned with the needs of business and industry in the county. Our career center director meets with business and industry, looks at our current certifications, and makes sure that that is aligned with the needs for the workforce. And so in order to do that, we've looked at the data. We've looked at the programs that are high-interest programs. One of the programs, for example, is welding. You know, welding is a program that has a waiting list. And so when we expand the career center, then we'll have the space to add more welding sections and classes, and those students who want to go into that particular field will have the opportunity to get those certifications. We also have a need or a want for barbering in the career center, and so we don't currently have barbering, so we plan to add to that. We actually have a world-renowned chef in the culinary program, and as we move and repurpose some of the current facilities, we can expand that program also. And any other program that we're looking at, they're all aligned to the needs of the community and the workforce. And to attract new business industry, then we need to have that skilled workforce, because that's the first question.
Sure.
That they look for, the skilled workforce, and how are the schools in that area.
All right, so before you came in January, was there a citizens group that was promoting this, or going out and talking to Rotary clubs and banging on doors and whatever?
Before I arrived, the bond, was in the stages where it was still being developed. The bond question was actually voted on, I think, in May. And so once the question was voted on, then all those projects were solidified in the current bond. Now, since that happened, and we decided that the bond would be in the November general election, I've seen more and more people on either side that are supportive of the bond or not supportive, having more organization and putting more information out to talk about their views on the bond.
So we have pros and cons in terms of groups. Then, right?
Groups, yes, sir.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, it would seem obvious to me that the pros, I mean, it's pretty easy to explain the case. You got 26 schools, and they haven't been tended to in quite a long time. Is that true?
Yes, there's several schools. We have a five-year facilities plan where we upgrade facilities and based on need and to keep them in the best shape possible. But when you look at the need, then the need is much greater than our 8% money that we have for facilities upgrades. And so the bond is to address and accommodate all the needs across the district with schools and facilities that need to be upgraded, and also to build new schools because of the growth. We have to accommodate for that growth.
All right, so this is now $588 million.
Yes.
Is that enough? In other words, is the school district, through a fund balance or whatever, kicking some money in over and above that $588?
Yes, with the 588, again, I talked a little bit about the facilities plan, the five-year facilities plan. So we are currently addressing needs throughout the district with our fund balance and funding. But also there was a bond in 2016 that addressed some needs in the district and that added on to some buildings, and it opened a elementary school. And so with that particular bond, We're still doing projects from that bond also.
Okay. So several years ago, 2016, hard to believe 8 years ago.
Yes.
A bond was passed, taking care of whatever the needs were then. Yes. But in 8 years, the growth has just gone crazy.
Absolutely yes.
Crazy. Well, what's the, I'm sure those who are on the nay side are, indifferent to what the landscape's going to be if you don't do this now. I mean, if you don't do this now, when will you do it? And with the price of everything going up, you're going to probably get half as much for twice as much money.
That's true. And that's a point that when I'm asked, I always try to look at the amount of money now versus the amount of money the same projects would cost 2 or 3 years from now. And you're right. And it'll probably double in cost, and we might get less than we're getting now. And so I know that everyone has their own reasons why they support or why they don't support the bond. And, the last thing that I want to do is put people in a position where it's difficult financially for them. But if we think about investing in this bond, it's investing in our students, investing in our future, investing in economic development and growth, and investing in the economy over the next few years. Because if we have great schools that produce great graduates, it's going to help us have a great community.
So in terms of dollars and cents, I know you've run these numbers. What's it going to cost the average homeowner if this thing passes?
If it passes, let's take a typical, a $300,000 home would be 47 cents a day, which is $14 a month and $168 a year. And if you think about someone who owns a vehicle, if you own a $50,000 vehicle, that breaks down to about 12 cents a day and $43 for the entire year. And so that those are the typical costs of the bond. And, when I ask myself, is student safety, is putting our kids in a position to have successful futures in facilities that support that, is that worth 47 cents a day? Is that worth 12 cents a day? And so that's the question for the voters, and so they have to decide on that.
All right. Okay, we got to take our mid-program break and remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy. Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. All right, he's got a PhD, he's a quick learner, and I know he knows what we're going to do. We're going to talk about fresh subs and salads here at Substation 2. We do them every day of the week, Monday through Saturday, between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. How we do them is in the white letters, and we're all going to chime it out together to all those out there that don't know what the heck is going on inside here. So at the count of three, let's tell them. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice.
Garden, garden, garden. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Stuck in the office? Can't get away from school? Then go to our website, mysubstationii.com, click on your delivery choice, place your order, and they'll bring your sub or salad to you at home, school, the office, or even where you're watching the game. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Introducing two new high-speed internet options. Comporium has created two new levels of service that give you access to fast, reliable internet for a remarkably low monthly price. Whether you prefer the light or the essential plan, you can do everything you want online without spending too much. Prices start at $29.94 per month for light internet, and essential internet is under $50. Both plans offer fast internet and free virus protection. Call Comporium today to sign up. 833-619-1848.
Most people experience orthopedic concerns at some point in their lifetime, whether it's arthritis, back pain, injury, or any other condition. At Piedmont Medical Center, our team understands joint pain can make a huge difference in your day-to-day activities, and we stand ready to help. With minimally invasive surgical options available, the orthopedic teams in Rock Hill and Fort Mill are here to help you break free from pain so you can live more happily. Learn more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Ready for a win-win? For a limited time, upgrade your ride for less and score a chance to win the ultimate football experience. That's right. From now until October 31st, apply for an auto loan at a reduced rate with Founders Federal Credit Union, and you're automatically entered to win four tickets to the Clemson versus USC game in Death Valley on November 30th, an exclusive Death Valley experience and a Founders tailgate package. Stop by a Founders office or apply online today. Visit foundersfcu.com/auto to learn more. Terms and conditions apply. No purchase necessary. Membership qualification required.
If life is getting in the way of having your favorite substation sub or salad, there is a solution. Just go to our website, mysubstationii.com, click on your delivery choice, place your order, and they'll bring it to you wherever you are. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop. This is Charlie Ruffalo, and I paid for this message.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Dr. Brashad Fitzpatrick is with us. He is the superintendent of the Lancaster School District, a job he's had not quite a year. And he walks in and guess what? We got a bond referendum we got to deal with. And here we are. So the bond referendum is coming up on November the 5th, part of the general election. What's interesting is you also have not you, but there's a competing bond referendum, if you want to call it that way, that Lancaster County has for roads and other projects down there that they're going to do over like an eight-year period of time, $400 some odd million. Does that bother you that we got two of them on there one time?
Well, no, I think with the two bonds, both – address the growth in the county, and there's needs for both. The chairman of the county council and the county administrator, the chairman of the school board, and myself, we meet once a month for lunch, and we talk about the needs of the county and the needs of the community. And so I think, you know, both bonds will address issues that are needed very, you know, we have a great need for in the county. And so hopefully, you know, the citizens can look at those needs and make an informed vote.
Well, if they don't, they're going to, I mean, we just talked about the roads. We talked about this off the air. I mean, I shudder to think what it would be like here in York County had we not had the Pennies for Progress. And we're in iteration number four, and we've got number five on the ballot here in November. I mean, you got to have it.
That's true. And if you ever ride down 521 in the mornings or in the evening, then the traffic is backed up. And with the growth continuing to come, then, you know, it'll be more congestion, more difficult to get kids to school on time, more difficult for, you know, families and individuals to get where they're going without being stuck in traffic. And so, you know, I see the need for the road bond also.
And again, if you're tuning in late, this is a $588 million bond. It's a big one, but they've got 26 schools in the system, and basically every one of them needs some kind of attention. Is that right?
Yes, everyone needs some attention, and some are overcrowded. We have mobile units at most of the schools in the Indianland area, and the growth is continuing. And, you know, I didn't realize this until it was a fact that was given to me. Indianland High School is one of only two high schools to go from 1A to 5A in classification. The other school is Chapin High School. And so you normally don't see that sort of growth in an area and that sort of growth impacting the school, but that's happened in Indianland. And so, you know, if we don't pass this bond, then that growth is going to continue and the students won't have anywhere to go. And so it'll be difficult. We'll have to make some difficult decisions. We may even have to look at redrawing some of the attendance lines south in order for students to be accommodated in schools with room. And so that, but what that would mean is more time on the bus, more time away from home, and later pickup and arrival time for students.
Whoa. Now, I tell you what, if you ever want a selling point, there's one right there. Because nobody wants to be going to another school. Everybody thinks that school is their school.
Yes.
Wow. How are you all doing in Lancaster County Schools in terms of teacher recruitment?
Well, teacher recruitment and retention is something that is on the forefront of every school in every district in the nation. But we've put some things in place. We actually hired a new HR director this year who has a lot of experience and has been the HR director of the year in the state of South Carolina. And so he has some great ideas. We actually have lowered the number of vacancies. So we've been creative also. If there's not a teacher in front of a classroom, we've done some virtual options. But we are struggling with that just like schools around the nation. But I think we have some good things in place, some ideas to help kind of grow your own and try to bring people back. We're partnering with colleges and universities also, but everyone's partnering and competing. But I think we have a solid plan to address it.
What about salaries? I mean, I know that's been a big bone of contention throughout the state. Have you been able to keep up with that?
We're very competitive with starting teacher salaries. But not only are we competitive with the starting salaries, I think a method that a lot of districts use was to put a lot of their money up front on those starting teacher salaries. And we did that also, and again, we're competitive. But we also use money to ensure that teachers that have been there 5-10 years, that have worked to get a master's degree, that have been there 10 or 20 years, that have worked to get a doctorate degree, that they also have higher salaries. And so while I say we're competitive on the front end, we are. I think it's maybe a few hundred dollars different than some of the districts that are higher than us. But as we have those experienced teachers that gain experience and then leave the field, then, you know, we're higher than most with that mid-level teacher or that veteran teacher who deserves to have a higher salary also.
So one other area that most school districts have been challenged with over the years has been school bus drivers, getting enough bus drivers.
That is a challenge, and I talked with the transportation and safety director on a continuous basis. We have individuals that are currently taking the bus class and will be eligible to drive the bus in a few weeks. And fortunately, I think with this group that we have, once they come through, then we'll be staffed in the bus office. But that doesn't mean we'll stay staffed, because that's a rotating door sometimes. You know, if you get a few in, you might lose a few, but that's something that we're constantly looking at. And I think, you know, we're not where we want to be, but we're in pretty good shape.
All right, we got about 30 seconds left in the program.
Okay.
I want you to talk to me like I'm a voter in Lancaster County and tell me why I should vote for this school bond referendum.
This vote is an investment in our students, an investment in their future, an investment in the future of the county, an investment in economic growth and development, an investment in the economy, an investment in our county to make our county better. You know, the research and data says that the quality of life in any area is directly related to the quality of the schools in that area. And so we want to have a great quality of life in Lancaster County. We want to have successful students, and we want to have a successful community. And so a vote yes is a vote, an investment in that.
His name is Dr. Bashad Fitzpatrick. He is the superintendent of the Lancaster County School System. And we appreciate you coming up here today. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Caporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. All right, one more time. Fresh subs and salads here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. There's a way we do it. It's pretty simple. It's in these white letters, and we get everybody who's in here to participate, right? At the count of three, we're going to show them how it's done. Ready? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden.
Have yourself a wonderful weekend. High school football tonight on the OTS Sports Network beginning at 6 o'clock. Lots of games. See you on the radio. Bye.